Golden Boy Speaks, episode 949, Usability Testing on Mobile Devices. I've actually participated in usability studies with software at Checkpoint, with all the different trips I've done to Israel. And what they do is they put you in a room and they put a camera on you and they ask you to perform certain tasks. And they record record everything that you're doing. You know, not only just your mouse movements and what you're clicking on, but what you're looking at. Right? You know, they see what you're looking at. They also see you. Right? I mean, they do. And it gives you a lot of feedback about how good the app is. Right? And because there's all kinds of little things that when you're using something that you may not verbalize, but certainly they can. There are things, I guess, there's facial expressions or whatever that kind of tell a story that maybe words do not. So it's a very valuable thing in the product feedback process. But it's not something that necessarily have been able to do, say, on a mobile device. I actually was made aware of a solution to this on iOS called Loopback.io, and what it does is it will actually it'll record your screen and also record your face and your microphone, so you can actually talk and reproduce a bug, and then you can send it as video feedback to the developer. Literally, it's just taking, so it's watching what you're doing, capturing your tap motions on the screen. It's capturing your face. It's also capturing your voice. And so all of that can be relayed back. There's an app that I'm currently beta testing that's called Flight. It's a Twitter app, and I highly recommend it. Although, of course, I'm using a beta version that's got some newer features and stuff. I assume there'll be a new version out on the App Store at some point in the near future, but it's still a pretty good app and it's free, and I don't know how they're I don't know what's going to happen when they hit the 100,000 user limit with it, or 100,000 token limit, I guess, that Twitter uses to limit the number of new Twitter apps that are available. It's worth. But when I tried this, it was because there was a couple of bugs that came up with the app, and of course they just put it into a recent build, and I tried it out. I'm like, oh wow, that's actually really cool. Again, having that experience of what usability testing is supposed to do, that's kind of what it reminded me of. It's total usability testing. It brings it to iOS developers. Usually it's something that that only large companies can maybe do. And granted, it's not as perfect as as one of these, it's a full sort of, camera and everything. But, for a mobile app, and if also I'm trying to explain it, a bug that I'm finding, it's actually really easy. It makes it really straightforward. I can reproduce a bug and show them where, what I'm seeing and talk through it and all that stuff. And of course, I could even, use the camera to do it. And it's really easy. You activate the feature and it pops up this little button that you can just tap as you get into the place where the bug is. And so it's actually a really cool little tool. And I guess it's not something that it's something that a developer would have to put into their app. It's not something you probably as a user would necessarily put into an app or could put into an app. But if you're a developer, this is a great thing. Or at least it looks like it. And of course, I haven't seen the back end because I'm just a user, not a developer. But it's already helped at least track down one bug, and it may help track down a bunch more. It's something that I guess if you beta test apps like I do, maybe it's something you encourage your app makers to add in, because again, it's a great way to submit feedback. It's maybe easier to do it that way instead of like emailing in screenshots and that kind of stuff. So it's another way to get feedback. I do beta test a lot of apps, and anything that makes it easier for me to provide quality feedback is a good thing. And at least my initial experience with this lookback.io offering, I'm pretty happy with it. If you're a developer, I'd say give it a try. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.